So listen to this. Listen to what the Quran says about women. Okay? This is chapter 4, verse 3. If you fear that you cannot treat orphans with fairness, then you may marry other women who may seem good to you. 2, 3, or 4. How about 1? Yeah. That's not, no. 2, 3, or 4, all right? He says, marry 2, 3, or 4, but if you fear that you cannot maintain equality among them, marry only 1 or any slave girls you may own. This will make it easier for you to avoid injustice. So what he's saying here is, hey, try to treat your wives, your multiple wives, equally if you have 2, 3, or 4. I mean, this is a wicked book. The Bible, first of all, the Bible teaches that God made them at the beginning male and female. And he said that they too would be one flesh. And he even commanded the kings of Israel, you know, not to multiply wives. The Bible says that the pastor must be the husband of one wife. To be a deacon, you must be the husband of one wife. But here he says, well, listen, if you can't treat your multiple wives equally, he says, then, you know, just marry slave girls, because then you can basically treat them like garbage and you don't have to worry about it because they're slaves. You own them. Now, this is not taught in the Bible anywhere. But the book, the Quran, is negative toward women. Now, sometimes people accuse Christianity of being negative toward women, but Christianity actually exalts women and respects women all throughout the Bible. Yes, it does teach that there's an authority structure where the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and that the wives are to be obedient to their own husbands and everything, and so on and so forth. But it doesn't teach that they have less value. They're just as important. And when it comes to spiritual worth, the Bible says in Christ there's neither male nor female. So women have just as much value in God's sight, but not in Islam, because according to the Quran, it says just a few pages after that, it says in verse 34, men have superiority over women. So it says right here, men have authority over women because God has made the one superior to the other. So this just flat out says men are better than women. That's not what the Bible says anywhere. Then he says this. In verse number 21, if you wish to replace one wife with another, do not take anything from the dowry you gave her, even if it be a talent. That would be improper and a veritable sin. For how can you take it back when you've lain with each other and entered into a firm contract? So here he's saying wife swapping's fine, but just don't take away the money, the dowry. You know, if you gave a dowry, you know, you can't get that back. That would be a big sin, you know, if you want to switch wives. No, switching wives is a big sin. Right. It's called adultery. Yeah.